Okay, so here we have Charlie Sheen's ex-girlfriend, who is, of course, was a porn star. Once a porn star, always a porn star, named Brie Olsen. I remember seeing pictures of her from a while back. She was pretty hot, and she's not too bad now either. And in this video, she's essentially bitching and moaning and complaining about how the whole world is punishing her for having been a former porn star. People can't seem to get past the fact that I used to show my butthole on camera for money. Maybe it's because every time they look at you, that's what they see. It's a very powerful image. But that's their fault, not my fault. People should be perfectly okay. Perfectly okay with me being a former porn star. Nothing wrong with it. It's just like being a cashier. I don't know, honey. Do you fuck the people that buy shit? The local Walmart? No. It'll be $37.85. Can I bang you while you're ringing me up? Of course. Yeah, I think there's a bit of a difference, honey, between what you did and a cashier at Walmart. But anyway, let's get to this video of her bitching and moaning about being such a horrible millionaire victim from her tons and tons of porn.
The words are something that I didn't expect to affect me in my everyday life. So,
what words? People calling you a whore? A thought? Where's this happening? I don't know about you, but if I see some woman out on the street that I think looks like or is a porn star that I know, I'm not going to be calling them names. So she must be talking about online, in which case you need to get a thicker skin, honey. But anyway.
So when I go out, I feel as if I'm wearing slut across my forehead.
Okay, well, so isn't that your problem? How you feel, is that my problem? I mean, if I see this brought out in public and I recognize her, I might look at her and say, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're Brie Olsen, I love your work. I've never seen her work, by the way, but maybe I could get into her pants, I don't know. Broad like this shouldn't have very high standards. She should be taking anybody that comes along, the janitor at the local high school, whatever. She'd be lucky to get fry cooked. But anyway, somebody might look at you for a long time, and of course, you feel like, oh, they're judging me. Well, that's you. That's your problem. That's your psyche. Now that's my fault? Okay.
The names that people have called me, it's as if you could take out those names and print them and put a ribbon around my whole body of all the names and things that people say to me on the internet. That's how I feel when I walk outside the door. I came from the adult industry, but then I transitioned into the mainstream industry, but I encountered a lot of issues.
Mainstream industry? What the hell has she been in? She's mainstream? I've never seen her in anything. Of course, granted, I don't watch TV. What did you mainstream into? What mainstream program would have this broad? Okay, they're all woke now, and being a porn star is perfectly okay. So I guess she could have been on something. I never seen her on anything, though, but whatever.
With my transition and people not accepting me into the mainstream world.
Wait. They didn't accept you, but aren't you in it? So you've been accepted. I don't get this. I was accepted to Harvard! So you're attending Harvard. Yes, but they don't accept me. But you're at Harvard, right? Yes. So they accepted you. No. So they accepted you, but they didn't accept you. Oh, I see. Continue.
So I have really gotten to the point where there are days to weeks at a time where I don't leave my house because...
Well, that's not good. What are you, fucking shut in? You got a big giant muffin top below there? You look like 110 pounds from your face, but then the rest of you is like 200 pounds of goo? I mean, what the fuck? Weeks go by and you don't leave your fucking house? That can't be good. You getting enough vitamin D, honey? You must look like a fucking ghost. Jesus Christ. She didn't leave her house for weeks? That's my fault? Well, people are judging me. How do you know? They're looking at me. Well, how do you know what they're thinking? No. So, that's our fault, people. We're bad guys. It's men. Yeah, I guarantee it's mostly women that are shaming her. Wherever she's been shamed.
Because
you know the dudes are simping. The dudes are simping and they're complimenting her and being nice to her for the most part because they want to bang her. It's the women that are making her life miserable or have made her life miserable. I guarantee it.
I don't feel like facing the world of what has been created out there for me. I get so disappointed when I go out and I meet a new friend and then it turns out they don't want to be my friend anymore. Or
yeah, they Googled you. This is the up and the downside of the internet, okay? The upside is that you have the almost limitless amount of information at your fingertips, but also you can find out limitless amounts of information about somebody. So somebody meets you, new friend. She's talking about a guy. She's talking about a guy, okay? She's talking about a guy. Some dude meets her and finds out she's a porn star, and then adios. Yeah, he met you. By the way, I wouldn't know who you were if I saw you out on the street. I love the way this broad tries to, in her mind, up her estimation of how well she's known. I don't know who you are. I mean, I know now that I saw the video, but I didn't know who you were before. And I probably wouldn't recognize her if I saw her on the street. But yeah, somebody meets you and is going to date you. That's what she's talking about, okay? They're going to Google you probably. They see you're a porn star, and then they see some of your porn. Nothing left of the imagination. They see how little self-respect that you have, because let's be honest, anybody that do porn has very little self-esteem, very little self-respect, and you're used goods. Jesus Christ, they know what your, they know that your body count is, I mean, let me get this straight. Let me understand this, okay? You want to be having relationships with dudes, and you're disappointed that when they find out more about you, they don't want to be with you. Even though if you have a brain, you would know that guys, to a large extent, judge whether or not you're relationship material on your body count. And you don't get that. Oh, of course, but that's wrong. No, that's wrong. They shouldn't judge me based on my body count. That's biological determinism. There are certain aspects to reality that are set in stone. You cannot change them. That is one of them. A woman that's been with as many dudes as you have, we know, it's been built into our DNA, into our genes, that you are not good relationship material. You're damaged goods. We know somewhere deep down in our being that you will not stay loyal, that you can't, that there's not going to be a bond there. So we don't want to be with you. You can't change that. But anyway, let's continue listening to this broad bitch and moan about the iniquity of reality.
I go out and, you know, I don't know. I just hear things and or witness things. It's
notice she's not being specific. Yeah, it's all in your head, honey.
Really, it's really easier for me just to stay inside my house.
Yeah. By the way, she's in her 30s or something now. Maybe in her early 40s. I don't know. But she's definitely in her 30s. So now she's post-wall. And she didn't have these issues, by the way, when she was younger and making bank. Just so you know.
And not put myself out there for hurt. That I gave up between $30,000 and $60,000 a month. And I could go back to porn today and still make that. I could go back.
I don't think so. I'm looking at you right now and I've already seen the wear and tear in your face. This black and white. By the way, why'd they do this in black and white? It's supposed to be for artistic purposes or something. What do you think, your Schindler's List? Why didn't you do it in color? Oh, would color be more or less flattering to her? I don't know, but she's already showing her age. So, no, I don't think you could go back to porn and make $60,000 a month, honey. I really don't.
Back to porn and make $20,000 just in 1 week.
By the way, this broad was going out with Charlie Sheen. Let that sink in. That AIDS-infused piece of crap. That drug addict, that total super hedonistic piece of garbage, the one that supposedly abused that one boy and banged him in the ass, one of the two Coreys on the set of one of their fucking movies. Allegedly! Yeah. It was Corey Kame or Corey Feldman, one of them. The one that's dead now, committed suicide, or he died from some disease. I don't know. But anyway, shows you how desirable she is, not very. Anybody that would date Charlie Sheen, good God.
If I wanted to this week, and I don't, because that's how much I don't want my photos on the internet.
Well, aren't they already on the internet? I mean, what does it matter now? Your photos, your videos, your movies are already out there. You might as well continue making bank until you can't anymore, right? Right, because you can't anymore. You're just you're saying you could, but you really couldn't. I'm trying to appear more virtuous than I actually am. The reality of the situation is I couldn't get a job in porn if my life depended on it, because I'm all used up, and I want people to think I now have virtues. So I'm telling people I'm not doing porn because I've chosen not to. Yeah, bullshit. Bullshit, honey.
People treat me as if I am a pedophile. They don't treat me like an ex-sex worker. They treat me like I would somehow be damaging to children.
Well, I mean, you know, Okay, first of all, no, I could you tell us how they're treating you like a pedophile? This is very hyperbolic. I think she's just playing for sympathy here. I mean, I haven't heard any actual specific examples. Again, I think most of this is in her fucking head, okay? As for a former sex worker, yeah, it's not good for you. It's not good for society. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop watching porn, of course, but kids do get a hold of it. It does, do harm to our youth, okay? It does have a negative effect if young people are watching it. It's not a desirable profession. Let's just say that. It's not going to lead to you having a happy life. I mean, look at how you are now. Look at how you are. I love how she thinks that her life would be any different if people were accepting of her degeneracy. Oh, yeah. The problem is with other people. The problem is not with me. I dated Charlie Sheen, but I'm not a fucked up, broken mess of a human being with tons of baggage. Oh, no. The problem is other people not accepting me for being a fucked up human being with lots of baggage. It's great. It's always other people's fault with these broads.
Cool question. Like, how would you like to be treated?
Oh, my gosh. I've never thought about that. God, I never even, that is so simple.
I never even thought about that. Really? Wow, you're lacking in self-awareness, honey. Good God. This is what I'm talking about here. But if she thought about that, then she would have to think to herself, well, how would I have to be different to be treated in that way? What would I have to do to work on myself? See, then it would bring it right back to her. No. No critical analysis, no critical lens, no perception directed back on myself to see what it is that I've done to put myself in this position. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not surprised she hasn't thought about that question.
I would, I wish that people would treat me how they would treat a married, registered nurse with 2 points.
Are you married with 2.5 kids? No. Well, then why would they treat you like that? I wish the people would treat me like I was a doctor. Are you a doctor? No. Why would they treat you like a doctor? She's also acknowledging the fact that there's certain ways that people are treated depending on how they live their lives, what their professions are, what they choose to do with themselves. Yeah, but in those cases, that's okay. But in my case, it's bad. It's wrong. It's evil that they're judging me in this harsh way. But there's a reality. There's an underlying reality based upon what you do with your life in regards to how people treat you based upon what you do with your life. So she's acknowledging that for wives and mothers and non-porn stars, and that's okay. That's okay. But, oh, how people will treat me based upon what I've done with my life as a porn star. Oh, no. That's wrong. I love it.
5 kids in Indiana. That's how I wish people would treat me.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have gotten into porn, dated Charlie Sheen, sold your ass for money, slept with 20,000 fucking guys, and worn your poon out to such an extent that it's in even worse shape than if you'd have had 5 or 6 kids in fucking continuous progression, like you're popping them out once a year. Maybe you shouldn't have made those decisions, but no, I'm a wave it. There should be 0 negative consequences to my actions. Everything should be a positive outcome for me. Oh, great. Wow. Talk about privilege. Well, we live in a patriarchy. Where only men get privileges, not women. Yeah, I see. Yeah. No consequences for me. I'm feeling sorry for myself because I'm being treated so poorly. Maybe you're being treated fairly. Did you ever stop to think that? Maybe you, people like you. Mega hedonistic, satanistic scumbags that become slaves to their appetites and their emotions and to creating degeneracy in the world. Maybe there's consequences for pushing that type of lifestyle and living that type of lifestyle. Did you ever stop to think that? Oh, no. It's other people's fault.
How would that change your life?
Zero. Zero. It wouldn't change your life at all. Because you'd still be you. Wherever you go, there you are. I love it. I love how this broad thinks that her problems would magically disappear if other people just treated her the right way. And by the way, the way they're treating you is in exact accordance with how you are as a person. Oh, you treat me like I'm a pedophile. Okay, how much do you know about how pedophiles are treated? You ever been one? No. You know how pedophiles are treated? No. They get shanked and killed and burned alive. I mean, lady. Nobody's treating you like a pedophile, okay? Spare me the hyperbolic bullshit. They're treating you like an ex-porn star. There you go. But she don't like it. So it's unfair. Someone compared to being treated like a pedophile. Okay.
I would be so happy.
Would you though? Would you really? Would you be just as happy as you were before you started dating Charlie Sheen and started doing porn? And by the way, at that time you were miserable. I've seen videos. I did some research on this broad before this video. I saw videos of her when she was dating Charlie Sheen. She wasn't happy then, and I guarantee you, if you're going to be getting into porn, doing porn in the first place, you're not a happy person, okay?
I don't know.
I love it. So other people are responsible for your happiness. This is the entitlement of the modern Western woman. Thank you, feminism.
I never even thought about that before.
By the way, people, happiness isn't the responsibility of others. It's your responsibility. You're responsible for making you happy. Nobody else. So she's already starting off from a flawed premise right there. Other people are not responsible for you and your well-being and happiness. A very socialistic, a very collectivist mindset. Exactly what I would expect to see from a modern feminist female.
But it'll never happen. That's probably why I don't think about it.
Yeah, I gotta watch this video and see you fucking mewling away. Holy shit, she's a fucking disaster. She's a basket case. I don't want to be with her.
I learned that there are some things that no matter how open-minded you are, other people will never be, and that you shouldn't do. And...
Oh, yeah, again, it's their fault. They're just too close-minded. They don't see the red flags fucking blaring off of you. Oh, no.
I send a very strong message to young girls. Don't do porn.
Why not? Why not? You see the problems with other people. They should do it, right? There's nothing wrong with porn. It's just other people too close-minded. Now she's saying the exact opposite. Don't do porn. Why not? Why not get your revolutionary sisters out there to buck the current social constructivist traditional trends and change the narrative? Because yeah, everything's a narrative, right? There's no reality. Perception is reality, right? Yeah.
Because as much I understand it, you want to embrace your sexuality. You want to say, screw the man, screw whatever. Like, I can do what I want with my body, but you're just going to have a life of crap in front of you and dealing with people and companies, and you know, there's companies are allowed to turn you down for work because of anything they want. And
yeah, damn those companies doing what they want with their own property, the things they own. How dare they?
Yeah.
But I thought that everything was a social construction, honey. I thought that men and women were a blend. This is what feminism teaches, by the way. This isn't me saying this. This is her own behavior. This is her very beliefs, even if she doesn't realize it. I thought that men and women and sexual roles and all these stigmas are just social constructions. Aren't you actually empowering women and doing good by telling them to get into porn and tear down these evil patriarchal boundaries and restrictions that have been put upon women, that have been put upon us? We need to be free. Do porn. Isn't that what you should be saying? We buy into your ideology, sweetheart? No, don't do porn. It's horrible, it's bad, it's evil. So it seems like you're actually acknowledging that there is some kind of fundamental truth, some kind of fundamental negativity that exists in people, some kind of biological imperative even to avoid people like you. It's not just a social construction. Otherwise, would you be pushing women to get into porn to empower them and free them from the patriarchy?
You know, they have morality clauses. You can never work with children after you do porn. You can never work in a medical field after you do porn. And these are things that teenage girls don't think about. You think that you're a teenager, it's fine, you're making money. And that's the truth. It is. And there's nothing wrong with porn. But how people...
Oh, hey, see, look at this. There's nothing wrong with porn. Why are you telling women not to get it? I love this. So she you know, honey, I'm already out. I'm out before I'm in. I'm not sticking my dick in that, crazy lady. You just said there's nothing wrong with porn. You're not taking accountability. You're not acknowledging that you actually did something wrong. You're blaming everybody else. You're showing every motherfucking red flag possible in this, I don't know what this video is, some kind of advert to, you know, portray your virtue to people. All it's actually doing is screaming red fucking flags.
Treat you for the rest of your life. It's not worth it. I definitely think that it's...
By the way, if people are treating you so poorly, wouldn't that tell you that there might be something wrong with what you did? No, we're living in a patriarchy, and the men make the rules, and they made the rule that women can't sleep around and be free with their sexuality, and if they try to, they will be punished by that patriarchy. Okay, stupid.
It's time for people to respect sex workers and...
No, it's not time. I don't know what you mean by respect. What are you talking about? I respect that you're a taxpayer. I'm sure you paid your taxes. I respect that you work for a living, but I don't respect what you do. There's no merit in it. You have traits. You're attractive. That's it. You didn't develop any skills. You didn't go to school for 4, 6, 8 years, study, get a degree. You didn't go to any trade school. You didn't learn how to twist a wrench and, you know, make 18, 20, 25 bucks an hour to, be a grease monkey. You didn't do anything of merit. You didn't do anything of note. You didn't develop any virtues. You just said, stick it in me, Tyrone. Supposed to respect that? Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Respect is earned, and you ain't earned shit.
Respect women in all and total. Absolutely.
Whoa. Respect women. See, she's a feminist. I don't think you understand just how woke and red-pilled men are today, especially young men. They can spot a feminist from a mile away. You are a mega uber feminist and a former porn star, and you dated Charlie Sheen. Ick. Guy has AIDS, doesn't he? For good reason, honey. Good lord, what a petri dish of germs you must be. Fucking A.
Boy.
Real women, real stories. Yeah, real women, real stories. Real bad stories. Real bad stories based on really bad fucking choices. That we should accept. We should be open-minded. We shouldn't look at this broad and say, yuck, she slept with 20,000 men or however many. I'm sure it's in the, low thousands, and had how many STDs, and she was dating Charlie Sheen, the biggest man whore on the planet, who has AIDS. Oh, he looks like he's 80 years old. He's about in his 50s. He's a gaunt scarecrow-looking motherfucker. She's had all these STDs, probably. She's no self-respect. The sex worker has one of the highest body counts on the planet. Oh, but we should respect her, and we should respect Wayne. Yeah, I bet you'd like that. I bet you would, yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure you want everybody out there to accept the bad decisions that you've made and actually treat those bad decisions as if they're some kind of virtue. And that you have higher value because of these bad choices. Sadly, honey, it's not going to happen because they are bad choices. And it's not some kind of fucking patriarchy out there that decided and, said it will be so and decreed that to be the case. And so now that's the case. No, there's an actual fundamental reality, deterministic aspect, biologically speaking, objectively speaking, in regards to negative consequences when we're talking about your actions. We know, human history is quite long, honey. I know that you're an idiot and you never studied human history and you don't know anything about the anthropology or biology or just human history in general, but we know that people like you have a degenerative effect on society as a whole, that you're bad, you're evil, that your behavior influences people toward bad and evil behavior that degenerates and destroys cultures. So we know these things. Human history is quite long. We know you don't because you're a feminist and an ideologue, so you know nothing. But yeah, so we're going to treat you exactly the way you deserve to be treated. Deserve. But my ideology teaches me I deserve to be treated well for being a whore and a destroyer of Western civilization. Well, you don't. Anyway, let me know what you think of Brie Olson. Does she deserve to be treated with respect? does she deserve to be treated exactly the way she is treated, with scorn and ridicule, or at the very least, simply shunned? Let me know in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think of this whore. I'm not being, insulting. That's exactly what she was. She sold her body for money. So let me know what you think of her. Should we feel sorry for her and her boo-hoo-hoo fest here? Or should we see it for what it really is, a big giant red flag? Let me know what you think. And also, if you really like and appreciate my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. And please consider making a donation. I can really use your help.